Deliver Miss Pepper.
Most noble sir, if you do hold the same intent to any new wish as parties, we'll deliver you of your great danger.
Sir, I cannot tell. We must proceed as we define the people.
The people will remain uncertain, whilst tricks you with its difference. But the fall of either makes the survivor heir of all.
I know it. And my pretext to strike at him with this a good construction. He came into my hearth, presented to my knife his throat. I took him. Made him joint servant with me, gave him way in all his own desires. Nay, let him choose out of my ranks his projects to accomplish my best and freshest men. Served his designments in mine own person. Helped to reap the fame which he did end all his. And took some pride to do myself this wrong. Till at the last I seemed his follower, not partner. And he waged me with his countenance as if I had been mercenary.
So he did, my lord. The army marveled at it. And in the last, when he had carried Rome, and if we looked for no less spoil than glory...
Where was it? For the which my sinew shall be stretched upon him. At a few drops of women's rheum, which was cheap as lies, he sold the blood and labor of our great action. Therefore shall he die. And I'll renew me in his fall.
Hail, Lord. I am returned. Your soldier. No more infected with my country's love than when I parted hence, but still subsisting under your great command. You are to know that prosperously I have attempted, and with bloody passage led your wars even to the gates of Rome. Our spoils we have brought home doth more than counterpoise a full third part the charges of the action. We have made peace. With no less honor to the Antiochites than shame to the Romans, and here delivered, subscribed by the consuls and patricians, together with the seal of the Senate, what we have compounded on.
Read it not, noble lords. But tell the traitor in the highest degree, he hath abused your powers.
Traitor? How not?
Traitor, Marcius.
Marcius.
Caius Marcius. Dost thou think I'll grace thee with that robbery, thy stolen name, Coriolanus? Incoriolae! You lords and heads of the state, perfidiously he has betrayed your business and given up for certain drops of salt your city, Rome, I say your city, to his wife and mother. Breaking his oath and resolution like a twist of rotten silk. Never admitting counsels of the war, but at his nurse's tears he whined and roared away your victory. But pages blushed at him, and men of heart looked wondering each at other.
Yes, thou mar.
Name not the god, thou boy of tears. No more!
Measureless liar. Has made my heart too great for what contains this. Boy, oh, slave! Pardon me, lords, 'tis the first time that ever I was forced to scold. Your judgments, my grave lords, must give this cur the lie and his own notion. Who wears my stripes impressed upon him, that must bear my beating to his grave, shall join to thrust the lie unto him. Cut me to pieces, Volskis, men and lads. Stain all your edges on me, boy. False hound, if you have writ your annals true, 'tis there that like an eagle in a dove cot, I fluttered your Volskians in Coriolae. Alone I did it. Boy!
My noble lords, will you be put in mind of his blind fortune, which was your shame? By this unholy braggart!
Peaceful!
Our peace.
Peace. His noble, and his fame falls in this orb of the earth. His last offenses to us shall have judicious hearing.
Stand, Aphidius, and trouble not the peace.
Would I had him with six Aphidiuses or more, his tribe, to use my lawful sword.
In this rage provoked by him, you cannot. The great danger this man's life did owe you. You'll rejoice that he is thus cut off. My rage is gone, and I am struck with sorrow. Though in this city he hath widowed and unchilded many one, which to this hour bewail the injury, yet he shall have a noble memory.